Amen. How many of you pretended when you were a child? Pastor Ashton, what did you pretend?
Cowboy.
Okay. Jesse, what did you pretend when you were a child?
Dinosaur.
He pretended he was a dinosaur. All right. What about you, Brother Henderson? Chris, what did you pretend to be? A police officer. Amen. What about a lady here? Miss Janie, what did you pretend to be? A cowgirl. Okay. One more lady, what did you pretend? Miss Mackenzie? A princess. All right. We all pretended when we were children, and that's normal. But would you agree that there comes a time when you need to stop pretending? You need to stop pretending? When I see people going to Comic-Cons, I just think they're weird. I'm like, you are too old for this, okay? What are you doing? But what are they doing? They are pretending because they believe something about their life. We just read this story about Isaac pretending to be his brother and deceiving his father. If you go 40 years into the future to Genesis 35, you see a scene there where Isaac dies at 180 years old, and Esau and Jacob are burying him. And I want you to imagine that you're at the funeral of your father. They've just put him into the ground. You're looking at a freshly covered grave. And you then start to think about your life. You have 13 children by four different women. Your oldest son cheated on you with one of your wives. Your daughter has been defiled and went through a traumatic event. Your favorite son, at this point, several years back, has been torn up, as you understand it, by wild beasts. Your kids are fighting with each other. Your wife died giving birth to your youngest child. Your family is given to idolatry. And you just think back and you say, how did I get here? How did I get here? And as you look at the grave of your old father, you realize you haven't been in his life for 40 years. You think, how did I get here? And you think back to a time when your father was old and your father was blind, and he was trying to get the estate settled and set in order what he wanted to do with the estate. And he called your brother in to give him the paperwork, to sign the paperwork for the power of attorney to do the estate. And you cooked up some documents with ChatGTP, and you walked in there, and you brought a notary with you, and you pretended to be your brother and got your old father to sign the estate away. Your brother found out, and he decided he was going to kill you, so you had to flee from home. And for 20 years, you served somebody that deceived you and took advantage of you. And there was so much pain and all of that, the entire time you longed for your father's house. The Bible says he sore longed for it. And he missed it. And even though he was free of Laban and had the ability to go back, he still didn't go back. And you think, everything I missed in my childhood home, what I longed for is now dead and it's gone. And all this trouble and all this bad stuff has happened. And I've been estranged from my father. And you say, Jacob, what happened? And he would say, well, I lied to my father. I pretended to be somebody I wasn't. And so you say, well, what was the reason that you pretended? And I believe the reason that he pretended is the same reason we all pretend. And number one, we're going to look at the reason he pretended. Look at Genesis 27, verse 11. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man. I don't know who you think about when you read that. I think about my father. He was like a gorilla. Okay? And he said, and I'm a smooth man. My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him to as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. You know what? He did not believe that his father wanted to bless him. He didn't believe that. He did not believe his father liked him and wanted good things for him. And he believed that if he was going to receive a blessing, he had to pretend to be somebody he was not. Let me ask you, do you believe that God has a blessing for you? Do you believe that God wants to bless you? Or do you believe that He only wants to bless other people? And do you believe that God's blessings are reserved for people that are more hairy than you are? Do you? Do you believe that God's blessings are reserved for the hunters and the people that wear camouflage and that can throw a football really well? Do you think you're too smooth to receive a blessing from God? He believed he had to become someone other than who he was. And because you can't change who you are, he was left to pretending. You know what the problem with pretending is? You always get found out. According to Harvard Business Research, they say 81% of people in a study lied about themselves on their applications and in their interviews. You know, we can't always meet the qualifications for this job, but we can always pretend that we meet them. It's common in the dating world, people pretend to be better looking than they are. You know, I've heard it from authority that if you're looking at a profile and they only have a mugshot and there's not a full body shot, then there's more than to what meets the eye. People pretend to be more educated than they are. They pretend to make more money than they are. You know, I have a friend I went to Bible school with, and he went to date this girl, and he didn't like his car. So he borrowed his friend's car. And he went and picked up the girl, and they're walking into the restaurant, and they're walking in. She walks by a Ford Festiva. I don't know if you remember those cars. Okay? And she looked at that car and said, I hate those cars. And that was the same car that he owned. He bought it for $150 and it used more oil than it did gas. So he walked in and he said, I don't think this is going to work out. And then he came clean and he said, I have a Festiva. I drive a Festiva. And you know what he found out? She loved him anyway. Let me ask you, are you pretending to be someone you're not? Do you believe that if people knew who you really were, they would not have a blessing for you? You know what the root of that is? It's not believing that your Father loves you and has a blessing for you. That's what the root of that is. So you're left with pretending. Does God have a blessing for you? Or does He only have a blessing for people who dress differently, act differently, and sound differently than you? People pretend because they believe the real person they are is not blessable. And if people knew who they really were, they would bring a curse upon themselves. And not a blessing. And so he tried to get another man's blessing. By the way, this wasn't about the birthright. This was about the blessing. This was about the inheritance. He already had the birthright. Esau affirmed that in the last part of the chapter. This was about what was another man's. And he tried to get that, but you know what? You can never receive another man's blessing. You can only get the blessing that God has for you. If you get someone to fall in love with a fake, then guess what? The real person is not loved. You ever go past a house and they have burglar bars on the house? You know the reason they have burglar bars on the house? It's to keep bad people out. But that house also has a door to let the right people in. And if your heart is covered with burglar bars and there's no door to let the right person in, and you're the only person that ever goes in there and there's not another person who knows who you are, then you are not fully loved. Because you cannot be fully loved until you're fully known. And the only way to get that is to let somebody in. But you have to make sure that you let the right people in that are not there to criticize and rob and destroy, but they're there to help. If you created an image and people respect the image you created, then they don't respect you. And you can't get another man's blessing. Fake undermines everything that you want. Fake undermines everything that you're trying to receive. Fake ensures that you will never get what you want. So, how do we pretend? The way we pretend, look at verse 27. It says, "And came to pass when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so he could not see." And then in verse 18, he came to his father and said, "My father," and he said, "Here am I. Who art thou, my son?" And Jacob said unto his father, "I'm Esau." The way we pretend is we operate in darkness. You know what he did? He took advantage of his father's weaknesses and his father's limitations. And he pretended, and the reason we pretend is we can take advantage of the weaknesses of humanity. And we can take advantage of the weaknesses of Christians, and we can take the advantage of the fact that they can't read our minds. They can't see. It's in darkness. Imagine if we all had a screen that it just printed out everything we were thinking. Nobody would come to church. You know why they wouldn't come to church? Because they would lose the ability to pretend. And you know what we do? We take advantage of people's bias to truth. We have a bias to truth. We want to believe somebody. And even when we're being deceived by them, we will try to assure ourselves that they're telling the truth. You take advantage of what people do not know. You know, we walked in here this morning. Guess what? I have no idea what you did last week. I have no idea what you did last week. I don't know if you loved God. I don't know if you served God. But you know what we can do in that time? We can operate in darkness and take advantage of those limitations and present ourselves and pretend to be something that we're not. We can pretend to love God when we don't. Humanity hasn't changed. And you know what else happens when we pretend? We begin to listen to other voices. In verse 5, Rebekah heard what was going on, and she said to Esau, hey, go get these kids and do this, and go bring it to your father and pretend to be Esau. She said, obey my voice, my son. And because of that deep-seated belief that his father did not want to bless him, he began to hear voices that rhymed with that. You know, and if you really don't believe that God wants to bless you and He loves you and He created you and He has good things for you, you're going to listen to things that rhyme with that. And you're going to listen to things that say, oh, you'll never get it. You have to fake it. You have to fake it until you make it. You have to do this if you want to get a blessing. And he listened to that voice and it, because it rhymed with what he felt. And she said, your father doesn't want to bless you. If you want a blessing, you better manipulate it. And he knew it was wrong. He knew it was wrong, and his inner conscience began to argue with this voice. And his inner conscience said, well, wait a minute. What if I get found out? I'm going to bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. And he began to wrestle with that, but ultimately he gave in to the other thing, because he was so used to pretending. And he knew it was wrong. And you know what happens? Most Christians believe this. Hey, how are you doing? Good, good, good. I can't believe he did this to me last week and I hate him. How are you doing? It's so good to see you. If I told him the truth, I would get a curse. If I told people what I felt, my offenses, and the problems that I had, it would bring a curse upon me. And I believe a lie is a better protector than the truth. And that's what the devil says to you. You know that? Your greatest protection is a lie. The truth is too devastating. You'll get a curse upon you. What would happen if he was just honest? Dad, it's Jacob. And I know you're going to bless Esau. But God, Father, I want a blessing from you as well. Will you bless me? Would you give me a blessing too? Father, I want your love. And I want your blessing. And you know what Isaac would have done? He would have blessed him. How do you know that? Because he did that for Esau. He would have done it. And you know what? That operating in darkness and listening to other voices, it's lying to you. And it's keeping you from the very thing that you desire and that good desire that God put in you. You know what happens? How we do this? We change the external. Look what he did in verse 15. She took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were in the house, and she put them upon Jacob, her younger son. Well, he puts this on. He puts Esau's clothes on in 18 and 19. He goes in and he said, I'm Esau. So he changed the external to pretend to be someone he wasn't. He wore Esau's clothes. He put on a costume. He molded himself into the image of Esau. And some people believe that you have to give people what they're looking for. You know, if you really want to do this, you've got to wear these clothes and do this, and you have to speak this way, because this is what people expect, and this is what they're looking for. And if you ever want what you want, you better mold yourself into that image. He put on the clothes of a hunter, but he wasn't a hunter. He changed the external, and he believed that was the way to achieve success. And he thought the way to get a blessing was to change the way he appeared. He was a deceiver, and he wasn't worried about that. He was worried about appearing to be a deceiver. And a lot of people, they're not worried about who they really are. They're only worried about appearing like who they really are. And so you know how they modify that is they change the external. And they put on costumes to lie about who they are. Do you have a Christian costume on this morning? Do you have a church member costume on this morning? Do you have a I am your friend costume on this morning? Listen, I've been in church long enough to know there's a lot of people that will put on a costume and pretend to be a friend of the pastor and a friend of the church. And the whole time behind the scenes, they are attacking the church and undermining the church and undermining you and gossiping and destroying the church while wearing the costume of a friend. They change the external. They wear the costume of an overcomer, a lover of God, but many people it's just a costume. You know how you know that? Because they're not really looking to God. The scriptures are dull to them. They find no comfort in God. Obedience to His word is optional. You know, most people operate on this premise. If you do something wrong to me, I can do whatever I want, and I'm fully justified in doing it. It's not good. And if we keep going, you know what else you do when you pretend? Look at verse 17. Rebekah made savory meat. In verse 18, he came to his father. In verse 19, he said, I have done according as thou badest me. I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that my soul may bless thee. Part of pretending is to be better than who you are. And you know what he did? He plagiarized. He passed off the work of others as his own work. Have you ever done that? Oh man, that's a great sermon. That's a great lesson. Oh, yeah, God gave it to me. Just so quickly, it was right there on the internet in Adrian Rogers' sermon archive. The whole thing, you know? And they pass it off and they pretend to be wiser than they are and claim other people's work as they are or they own. Why? So they can get a praise, but they're not getting praise for their work. They're getting praise for another. That's what goes on in restaurants. If you want to know what really goes on in restaurants, go to Restaurant Depot and you're going to find tiramisu and you're going to find all these other things and you say compliments to the chef and all the chef is somebody that's opening a box, warming something up, putting it on a different plate and presenting it as their own work. You don't hunt for venison in the Word of God. You don't pray to God to help you find the things that you need and the answer. You just try to claim the work of others so you can get another man's blessing. And then verse 19, they attempt to pass off sin for obedience. I've done according to thou badest me. Well, how'd you get it so quickly? The Lord brought it to me. He tried to take sin and the wrong thing and pass it off as obedience. God told me to take a break from my marriage. Oh, where's the verse for that? God told me, you know, He spoke to me that it's time to move on from this church. God gave me a word. Really? Is that what's happening? You know, they use it to attempt to hide laziness. You know, it's all in God's timing. No. It's not all in God's timing. Sometimes it's time for you to get off the couch, turn off the television, and open your Bible and dig for the truth. Oh, it's all in God's timing. I'm just having a struggle. I'm having this spiritual struggle. Do you mean you're willingly sinning and violating the commandments of God and disobeying God's word? It's not a spiritual struggle. It's rebellion and disobedience. And so what happens is people, they try to do these things. They're pretending. God showed me, you need to forgive me. Okay, well, you haven't repented yet. I'm just sharing a prayer request. and it's really gossip. And you know how you sell the lie? You give them what they want, the venison. You tell them what they want to hear. I am Esau. By the way, if somebody's deceiving you, don't ever look to them for reassurance. Are you really Esau? Yes. Yeah, I don't believe you. Are you really Esau? Yes, I am. Don't let that satisfy you, okay? You know what else they'll do? They'll make you feel what you want to feel. He said, come here, fill the back of it. See, it's hairy. It's like Esau. And when people want something from you and they're pretending, they will allow you to feel the emotions you want to feel. But it's all a manufactured feeling because they're trying to sell the lie. Now, what are the results of pretending? Well, look at verse 30. He had just left. He sold the lie. He got him to sign the paperwork. Then Esau comes. And he said, I'm here. And Isaac, in verse 33, he starts trembling. And he said, who came with subtlety and took away your blessing? And Esau cries with an exceeding bitter cry in verse 34 and said, bless me, O my father. And he says, verse 36, is he not rightly named Jacob? For he supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, he hath now taken away my blessing. And he says, father, Esau said, do you not have one blessing for me? In verse 38. And he said, your dwelling will be the fatness of the earth, the dew of heaven from above, and thy sword shalt thou live, and thou shalt serve thy younger brother. And it shall come to pass when thou shalt have dominion, thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. And look what happened, verse 41. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother. And then look what happens. His mother hears that and tells him in verse 43, arise and flee. The same verse, the same voice that tells you to pretend, when you get discovered, is going to tell you to run. That's the same one that convinces you that it's okay to pretend will say after you're done pretending, this is too painful, you can't fix this, run away. But you know what I find is interesting is Jacob never got the blessing. Esau got it. He ran away. And so guess who got the servants and the cattle and the corn and the wine? Guess who got all of that? Esau did. Because you can't get another man's blessing. And you know what he did? He became estranged. He became homeless. Look at 28 and verse 5. This is so sad. Abraham, Isaac, sent Jacob away. He said, you got to leave. You know, what you did was wrong. Your brother wants to kill you. You're going to have to go. And then you read about him, and guess what he's doing? He's sleeping under the stars. He has a stone for a pillow. And then he goes down there to Laban. And guess what? Laban's real name is Jacob. He's a deceiver. When you operate by deception, you open yourself to deception. And guess what? He gets tricked into this, and he gets tricked into that, and his father-in-law swapped his wives out and took advantage of his darkness, just like he did with his father. Guess what happened? His kids lied to him, and just like he did to his father, And even when he got free of Laban, he didn't go home. God said, go back to Bethel. And he just kind of wandered around. He went to Shechem and he went to these other places. The embarrassment was too great. And all that time, he's longing for his father's house. And he's longing for a blessing that he never got. But what is the remedy for pretending? You got to see this. This is incredible. Genesis 35. Jacob's now free of Laban, and he's going back, and he's about to meet his brother Esau. And he said, Esau is going to kill me. So he sends this gift, and he sends his wives into a protected place. And then he goes and crosses the river, and he's there all alone. And it's just him. And now he's coming face to face with everything that he's ever done. It's coming home and he's having to deal with what happened over 20 years ago. And it says in verse 24, there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. And when he saw he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Pause. Can you imagine the pain of that? Wrestling is already painful. Okay? But imagine your thigh, your hip being popped out of joint as you're wrestling. You know what? God is going to try to wrestle with you. And God's going to try to get you to a place to submit to Him and just do the right thing. And if God can't prevail, He may wrestle with you for 20 years. He'll wrestle with you and He'll wrestle with you, but when He sees He cannot prevail against you, well, it's time to cause some pain as I wrestle with you. And it says this, the angel, he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. You see, you can't receive another man's blessing. He never felt blessed. And all those times he was trying to get the blessing himself. He's trying to manipulate Laban. He's getting all these other things and he never feels blessed. And he said, I'm not letting you go until you bless me. And how does he get blessed? Look at this. What is your name? Who are you this morning? And you know what he does? He no longer pretends. He doesn't say, I'm Esau. He said, I'm Jacob. I'm Jacob. In verse 28, look what the Lord says. Thy name shall no be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For it's a prince that has power with God and with men and has prevailed. Look at verse 29. And Jacob asked him, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. You see that? He blessed him. You can't receive another man's blessing. You can only receive the blessing that God has for you. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Guess what? God had a blessing for Jacob the whole time. But you can't receive another man's blessing. And I want to tell you this morning that God has a blessing for you. And maybe you look at yourself and you don't like yourself. And you don't like these things. You know what? You have to go to God and say, I'm Jacob. I'm a smooth man. I have a tendency to deceive. God, this is who I am. God is the one that can change your identity into what He wants you to be. You can't do it. Don't pretend to be someone else. Bring it to God and say, God, this is me. This is my problem. And God will give you a new identity. He'll say, that's not who you are. I've blessed you. You're Israel. You're no longer a liar. You're no longer a deceiver. You are a prince with God. Amen. And it's the same thing for Christians. God, this is who I am. And God said, not anymore. I've blessed you and given you those things. Amen. So I want to say, listen, stop pretending. Come to the feet of God and say, God, this is who I am. And I've been hiding, but I want a blessing. Will you bless me? I submit it to you. I'm going to have the piano player come. And as the piano player is coming, let's bow our head and close our eyes. But I want to invite you down to this altar to just come say, God, this is who I am. And I've been pretending, but God, this is the truth. This is who I am. And God will bless you. And God loves you and He cares about you and He has a blessing for you. You don't have to be someone else. Just be honest with God. Lord, we come before you this morning. And God, I just pray this morning as people look at themselves and I pray you'd help them to be honest. And help them to determine this morning if they believe that you have a blessing for them. And if you really love them. And you really care about them. Or are they looking for the blessing from something else and someone else? And since you're trying to get a blessing in a different place, you have to pretend. But if my blessing comes from God, I don't have to pretend. I only have to pretend if I'm looking for the blessing in another place. And God, this is who I am. God, would you help me? And I pray you'd help them to believe that you have a blessing for them.